The house, long abandoned, had stories to tell. The house was a contradiction, clearly well-loved at one time, but left to rot. Jane first saw it from the water. She was 17, narrating a sunset cocktail cruise aboard Abe Adams's lobster boat. 3 months earlier, on a Friday in late April, she got called to the principal's office for the first time in her life. Heart pounding, she walked the empty halls. Her shoes echoed against the linoleum no matter how softly she stepped, mortifying her. Jane was in the habit then of taking up as little space as possible. Her cheeks grew hot as she tried to imagine what she had done wrong. The receptionist, plump and frizzy-haired under fluorescent lights, was grinning from behind her desk when Jane entered the room. She gestured toward the open office door with enthusiasm, and Jane wondered if she took some sadistic pleasure in hearing teenagers receive their comeuppance through the flimsy wall. Across from the principal sat Jane's English and social studies teachers. All three of them were grinning, too. They had summoned her, they said, with excellent news. Jane was one of 25 honors students in the state of Maine selected to be part of a summer program at Bates College. Very prestigious, they said. An incredible opportunity. It would set her apart on her applications next year. She would get to take a seminar for college credit, immersing herself in a topic of her choosing at a level not possible in even her most rigorous AP classes. That day or the next, they said, her mother would receive a letter with more details. But they couldn't wait to tell Jane in person. Jane's first thought was that she wished she could tell her grandmother. Instead, she went home and waited for her mother to bring it up. 5 days passed without a word on the subject. Jane sifted through the already opened mail on the kitchen counter when she got home from school each afternoon, but found no trace of the letter. She had visions of her mother hiding it, burning it, throwing it away. When Jane couldn't wait any longer, she asked her mother flat out if she had gotten the letter. "Yeah," her mother said, all casual. "I don't know, Jane. It sounds expensive. It sounds like a scam." Jane explained that the program was free. The books and everything, even transportation. "Nothing's ever really free," her mother said. "They're using you." "For what?" Jane said, indignant. "You'd still have to have a summer job," her mother said. "You can't skip out on that." "When have I ever skipped out on anything?" Jane said. Under her breath, she added, "I cannot wait to get out of this house." "Where do you want to go?" her mother said. "Grab me a pen. I'll draw you a map." Jane went to the room she shared with her older sister and slammed the door. Holly was in there, reading a magazine in bed. She didn't look up. Jane's best friend, Allison, baked her congratulatory brownies and bought her a set of her favorite rollerball pens at CVS. Allison's friendship was proof that much of life came down to luck. She would have had no reason to speak to Jane had they not been assigned a shared locker freshman year.